German civilians least committed to NATO alliance, least likely to support defending allies. By Victoria Friedman on April 4, 2019. Germans are more unwilling than willing to defend NATO ally the United States should she be attacked by Russia, according to a YouGov survey. The poll was conducted amongst key members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, timed to coincide with the 70th anniversary of the defense bloc, which was formed during the Cold War to protect allies from Soviet aggression. Out of the US, France, the UK, and Germany, Americans showed the most willingness to use military force if Russia attacks NATO allies and partner countries. Britons were almost equal in the urge to protect as Americans, but opinion was an even split on whether to defend Turkey. While the French were more willing to defend the US and others apart from the Ukraine, Turkey, and Romania. Germany was the only country out of these major powers to say they were more unwilling than willing to defend the US, 43% to 32%, by contrast. 54% of Americans think they should defend Germany should she find herself attacked by Russia. Germany has come under fire from U.S. President Donald J. Trump for failing to live up to the defense spending commitment of 2% of GDP. With Germany behind on its own below guidelines goal of 1.5% by 2024. Last year at the NATO summit in Brussels, Belgium, President Trump criticized Germany for becoming a captive of Russia for pursuing the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline project. The country came in for renewed criticism from the Trump administration on Wednesday when Vice President Mike Pence told an Atlantic Council forum marking the 70th anniversary of NATO in Washington, D.C., Germany still refuses to make the necessary investment of 2% of its gross domestic product, GDP, to our common defense. Still, too many others are falling short, and as we all acknowledge, Germany is chief among them, Vice President Pence said, according to The Hill, and urged Germany to stop its work on the Russia-Europe pipeline. The survey also revealed that while support in NATO has dipped slightly in key European nations, the belief in defending NATO allies in general is still high, with Britons, Germans, French, Danes, and Norwegians remaining overwhelmingly committed to collective defense. Just 7 out of 29 NATO allies pay the minimum 2% GDP spending target in 2018. The United Kingdom, Estonia, Greece, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, and the United States, with the last picking up the largest share, spending 3.39%, according to German broadcaster Deutsche Welle. President Trump was not the only U.S. leader to criticize Europe for failing to live up to its collective defense commitments, with President John F. Kennedy telling a National Security Council meeting on January 22, 1963, "We cannot continue to pay for the military protection of Europe while the NATO states are not paying their fair share and living off the fat of the land."